a father is a beautiful thing. It is work. And ultimately, all that our children want of us is to be present.
It's a dad show, man. And whether a man, a woman, grandparent, mother, daughter, whoever's listening, they need to hear these stories.
You're now listening to the Fatherhood Fridays podcast, season six.
My father, he was a custodian at the church, and you know, for a long time, I grew up in the church.
I believe that every father is supposed to be a better father than his father, right? So if you just by default.
Recently, me and you had talked, you know, a few months back, I had went through some issues where I ain't gonna front, man, I was just flat out weak. This COVID thing has really just drove me crazy.
You're now listening to the Fatherhood Fridays podcast, season six.
The way that I see it is when you're a father, there's different lenses in how you need to communicate
them. To be engaged with them, and ultimately what we produce as fathers will be a masterpiece.
Who is it? It's the year 2024. Well, come on in. It's already the third week of January. Welcome back to Fatherhood Friday Season 6 with your host with the most, Chalmer. How's it going out there, everyone? Happy belated New Year. I know it's been a minute, but I am here. I am back. And we are in to a new year, a new future, a new beginning. If your heart is still beating, that means you have time. Time to what? Be the best father you can be. And one way you can do that is by listening to this podcast and taking the information, taking the insight, the wisdom, the stories, and applying it to your everyday life. And so we're flowing full steam ahead into 2024. I wanted to take some time out to kind of share with you what's been going on with me these past couple months, and I have been on the air. Wanted to let you guys know, folks, Fatherhood Friday podcast is doing numbers. Wanted to thank you for all those that are listening, because on this website called FeedSpot, where they collectively rank all the podcasts on Friday, particularly mine, we are in the top 10. And to be exact, we are number 9. So this website, out of all the podcasts that come on Friday, Fatherhood Fridays is ranked number 9. It was at 10. I think it moved to 9. So thank you all. I remember when I started in 2019, and 5 years later, now we are here. And so impacting the community, impacting the city, impacting the world. And so with your support, maybe we can go number one. Keep listening, keep donating, keep resharing, keep downloading, and all of those things combined. But that's not even all. Got some more things as the host want to share with you what I've been doing. I have 2 books out. You guys that listen, you might have heard the second one where I did an interview of Removing the Veil of Bondage. That was actually, according to Spotify, one of my number one downloaded episodes for 2023, like over a high percentage of streams and downloads for that particular episode. Well, that book that I have out that you can find on Amazon, Removing the Veil of Bondage, the end of the year, I decided to enter a book contest, and I won first place in spiritual growth for Removing the Veil of Bondage. So I'm excited. I'm actually supposed to be being interviewed on Texas Authors Institute in February of 2024 regarding my first place in that book. And it wasn't just one book, it was both of my books. So not just Removing the Veil of Bondage, but Fighting for a Laugh also won first place in another category. I believe it was teen drama. So I just can't believe it. And so just wanted to send you guys some encouragement, give you guys some hope that, you know, I'm no different than you. And so if I can do it, you can do it. And who knows, you might even place first place like I've done. And so those books are both available on Amazon if you are interested, for $9.99 and $12.99, and that's Fighting for a Laugh and Removing the Veil of Bondage. Last but not least, I've been given the opportunity to speak in a county jail where I'm at in Austin, Texas. And so every Sunday, I'm able to deliver a message to all the inmates in there. And so that's just another thing, because it's all men. Half of them, if not most of them, are fathers. And so, you know, if you are faithful for a few things, God will allow you to rule over many things. And so me staying faithful to this podcast, me staying faithful to Fatherhood Specialist now going on 2 years. I remember when that first started 2 years ago, and that will be 2 years anniversary in March. Things are slowly but assuredly opening up. Not because I'm forcing it or trying to make it happen on my own, but I believe it's the Lord's will. And so wanted to just roll in this year and kind of give you some things that the host of Fatherhood Fridays is happening in my world. I still haven't found a podcast studio. Not for sure if I ever will, and maybe not for sure if I really even need it, you know, being that Feed Spot is anxious for me to post something so that they can let their viewers know. And so I'm just excited for the opportunities. I've had some old father guests that want to reach out and be back on the show. So I might have them back on. And so right now in 2024, while it's early, if you are listening and you know any fathers out there that want to be on the show, no matter if you're in the United States or in another country, reach out to me by going to my website, www.booksandpodcast.com, and fill out your contact information. You can also find me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, by just typing in my name, Chalmer Williams, which is C-H-A-L-M-E-R, last name Williams. And shoot me a message if you want to be on the show as a father, share your story, share some information or wisdom that can benefit the fathers out there that listen. Because I'm currently looking for a new host as we are going into 2024. And so I'm just excited. I'm just anxious to see what is going to happen, and believing that I will inspire and encourage someone out there to live out what they have been called to do. And so you can find this podcast on many different platforms. I know I've said that a long time ago, but I wanted to re-say that as we are starting 2024. You can find this podcast on Spotify, which is the main one, which tracks all my analytics, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, iRadio, or iHeartRadio. Wherever podcast you listen to, you can find this podcast. You can subscribe and download. We also have a Fatherhood Fridays page that you can follow with all the latest updates and past episodes, and a YouTube channel. And so wanted to put that information out there. You can also donate. You can also donate through anchorfm.com. If you go to Google and type in Fatherhood Fridays, apostrophe S, you will see the link, and the link will allow you to go to a tab that says donate. And so we're accepting donations right now, anywhere from $9.99 to $4.99 to $1.99, monthly or one time. And it allows me to put out content. It allows me to find a studio to pay for. It allows me to bring on guests of different walks of life. And so it's not for me, it's not gas money in my pocket, but it's to reinvest into this podcast so that it can be the best that it can be, and it can touch and inspire the people that I have been called to. And so I don't have too much more, but stay tuned, stay locked in, subscribe, follow, and we're gonna be back with our very first episode of Fatherhood Fridays. This is more or less the intro, and that's why I'm not going to be before you long, but I just wanted to tell you some of the things that are in the making, some of the things that have happened within the last couple of months going into 2024, so that you can be inspired, you can have hope, and that you can keep going yourself. And so till then, stay tuned, stay locked in, stay warm, and more importantly, stay blessed. I will see you next time on Fatherhood Friday, Season 6.